Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And with us today, Rebecca McFarland, Frontier Extension District District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Gary.
This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and you would like to share a little bit of information about the month and also a specific topic here today.
That's right, Gary. And for those maybe that have listened previously to my reports, I've shared quite a bit of information. I am one of the co-leaders of our state stress and resiliency transdisciplinary team, which simply means that all the programming areas come together. And so we have Ag and 4-H and Family Consumer Sciences and Community Vitality as well. And so we come together and work on the issues of stress and coping and mental health. And so I've shared information about the team as well as some resources through K-State Research and Extension and then a little bit about our QPR, our suicide prevention training. And I'll share more about that in probably the next time I'm on my program. But today I want to share more about anxiety disorders. We all experience anxiety at some point. For some, it might be speaking in front of a group can make a person really anxious. But that anxiety can also motivate us to prepare and practice. For others, it might be driving in heavy traffic, and it helps us to be more alert and cautious to avoid accidents. However, when these feelings of intense fear and distress become really overwhelming, and they prevent us from doing everyday activities, an anxiety disorder may be the cause. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental health concern in the United States. And over 40 million adults in the U.S. have an anxiety disorder. In addition, approximately 7% of children aged 3 to 17 experience issues with anxiety each year. And so most people do develop these symptoms before age 21. And some of those symptoms include feelings of apprehension or dread, feeling tense or jumpy, restlessness or irritability, anticipating the worst and being watchful for signs of danger. Those are all emotional symptoms. Some physical symptoms include pounding or racing heart and shortness of breath, sweating, tremors and twitches, headaches, fatigue and insomnia, upset stomach, frequent urination or diarrhea. Gary, as you listen to those, you can certainly see that there's actually some physical illness and symptoms that go along with that. And so I would really encourage anyone who has these physical symptoms as well as emotional symptoms to seek help from a medical provider. But again, for those who may be experiencing anxiety, we know that there's assistance, there's help, there's resources out there. So I'm going to share some of those this morning. Again, anxiety disorders can impact even the smallest detail of life. And so it's really important to get help. Don't try to just live with it, deal with it, cope with it. There are some things that you can do. One of the things that's suggested, and this information comes from the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI as we call it, is to become an expert, learn about medication treatment options. And if this is something that's new to you, certainly reach out to the professionals. Another one is to know your triggers and stressors. For instance, if a large group makes you nervous, then maybe you go away from that large group for a while, kind of catch your breath, be able to calm your body down. Maybe it's taking a walk outside before a big meeting. So really being mindful of the triggers and stressors will help you live your life with fewer limitations. Partner with your healthcare providers. Again, I can't stress this enough. And I know for some people, there's barriers there. They maybe don't have someone they can trust. And so it's important to find someone you trust. But in our community, you talk with friends and family members to find out who they utilize for their healthcare provider and what that relationship is like. And actively participate in your treatment by working with your mental health care professional, primary care physician as well. Get healthy. Studies have reported that 30 minutes of vigorous aerobic exercise can eliminate symptoms, while low-key activities like meditation, yoga, or tai chi relieve stress. And we know that regular exercise can reduce many symptoms. Diet is also an important factor. So try to eat healthy, balanced meals and pay attention to food sensitivities. Also remember that coffee, energy drinks, cigarettes worsen anxiety. So avoid drugs and alcohol. These substances may seem to help with anxiety at first, but they really do disrupt emotional balance, sleep cycles, and interact with medications. And then the last one is find support. Share your thoughts, fears, and questions with others. And again, family members, friends, maybe it's coworkers, people in your church, you know, faith community. There are resources available. And Gary, I would just end with saying that I've lived and worked in this community for quite some time. And although I don't know all the answers, I'm more than willing that if someone would like some help locating resources, they can give me a call at the Frontier Extension District office. Our office here in Ottawa is 785-229-3520.
Thanks for that great information, Rebecca. We appreciate it. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meritazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.